Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do we have here already? I have to ask you.
So I think almost a decade ago, I signed up to be part of the U2 fan club because you got like a first dibs on tickets when they went on sale here in Boston or something like that. So I signed up. So I've just constantly been on their email list. So about a month ago, I get this email because they send them out like, you know, about once a month, like an email thing. I get this one thing that said behind the scenes stories of U2 songs. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm a U2 fan. I'm like, all right, it's worth a click. I'll see what it is. And it says U2 online radio debuts this week. You know, click on this link to listen to some of it. And I was like, okay. So I click on it, and what I'm hearing is really nothing that anybody who's a fan of the band hasn't heard before. It's like B-sides, but it's ones we've all heard, and a couple live cuts, and every once in a while, the Edge or Bono will come in and say something. But what I didn't realize is that every once in a while, they will get some of their celebrity friends to DJ and host some of their favorite U2 songs.
And I have to tell you this, Rich. Is that's never unsatisfying.
Right. It's do I really want to hear what, I don't know, Penelope Spheris, director of Wayne's World, her favorite
and Suburbia
memory was?
Right? One of the movies I've seen the most in my life.
This is a very recognizable voice. This is Matthew McConaughey, and I don't know what's going on. Let's let it roll.
An Academy Award-winning actor, producer, and a U2 fan. And right now, he's in control of U2X Radio. Matthew McConaughey plays U2.
So get your fireworks out, baby boys and girls. Shoot them into the sky, because we just took another trip around the sun on our calendar year. I made my resolution, just it's time for retributions.
Okay, just put a gun in your mouth. What are you, Wolfman Jack? I mean, just put a gun in your mouth. You're so mysterious.
No, he's so high. He's high as hell.
Dude, I hang out with people.
Floating above all of us.
I hang out with people that are legitimately high all the time. I play golf with people that are high constantly. And they don't sound remotely like this.
No one is higher than Matthew McConaughey.
I mean, golf with guys that smoked the entire time that we're playing.
Have they ever been found naked playing bongos in their neighbor's front yard?
No, because they're not huge douches. Dude, you could smoke a ton of weed. What it would do to me is I would be under my cover shaking. But but I mean, Joe Marisa smoked weed and come in and do the show.
This is going to be the one where we do it, isn't it? Let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. You are a bitch. You're always a friend of mine when I finally come over to your way. But you know, right now, just walk away, will you? Let it go. I dare you, okay? If I could, I would, because I'm not sleeping. Just walk away, will you? Know what I'm talking about?
Since when are actors supposed to be smart? Like, is this supposed to be profound?
Dude, I don't know what. But this is like, I'm not exaggerating. This might be an 8-minute rant he goes on.
Is this supposed to be profound, though, is what I'm asking you.
I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's confusing. That's one thing it is.
Like, he feels like he is, like, the most, like, metaphysical, you know, guy in the history of the planet. And he just sounds dumb. You know what this is called? Get out of my house.
Who makes more sense, him or Ray Lewis?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, get out. Whatever you just said, frustration or whatever, get out. You know what I love? Hey.
Yes, what do you love there, Ray Lewis?
Linus.
Linus. Ray Lewis.
I love Linus.
You're a Peanuts fan, Ray Lewis. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. In the name of love. You know what he did in the name of love?
What did he do?
I don't know. I can't understand one word that guy's saying.
He did what more in the name of love?
Angel of Harlem. You know who that was?
Who was the Angel of Harlem?
I don't know. You tell me. I can't figure out heads and tails of those songs.
Okay, all right.
All I know, it's the only song by them Fred likes.
Angel of Harlem's the only U2 song you like. All right.
That is true.
All right.
I know you hate it.
And I love U2, and I think that's a lame song.
How dare you? All right, here we go. Hey!
That sounds like
Hey! Hey, McConaughey, you want to read my cracked magazine? All right, give it back. Okay. Hey.
Yes, Ray Lewis.
Do you want to hear Rose's Rose? The comic, you know what? Rose is nice, and I'll tell you why. There's always hearts coming out of their heads.
There is, yeah.
They love their children. They love them so. Mm-hmm. Rose is Rose.
I thought of that.
Listen, Wallach. Rose is Rose. Hey, McConaughey, did you just microwave a melon and put a hole in it? All right. That's called a fruit fluffy.
Fruit Fifi.
Fifi Fluffy, whatever you want to call it, we can agree to disagree.
That's right.
Oh. Okay. McConaughey, did you sit on my Fuselli Jerry? All right. That's a Seinfeld reference. Ew, what is it? Who's ever done that in real life? Oh, Fred, you're stopping it too much. Okay, yeah, I'm stopping it too much. Like, whoever tasted something went,
it's the sound he made after he hooked up with that random stranger in the Lincoln commercial. Did you enjoy it there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good thing you can't get pregnant through your mouth.
So, what to believe in? What to believe in? I don't know.
Oh, I could strangle him. I could strangle him right now.
One man came. We must each come. So slippery, but still screwed in. A kite tied to an anchor. Another plea with promise. Patient with haste, because there ain't no going back again. Another love song for when the lights go out. Reminding all of us to hang on, because we got a lot to hold on to.
Is this supposed to make him sound smart?
I don't know what it's... I'm telling you, he's high as hell. And he's
no,
like,
I, again, I know people that are high all day.
I think Matthew McConaughey
sound like this.
Is well known to be a different level of high than most human beings.
Okay, I have friends that are literally high all day.
Yes, we do.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. What did you do? You like the new Beetle Bailey cartoon? Is Rose's Rose overly sentimental?
Is this comic book analyst Matthew McConaughey?
Yes. Does Sluggo nap under a tree too much in the Nancy cartoons? Okay. Is there a lot of pressure in your own mind to shoot yourself? Like you have a glass of beverage with ice in it. When was the last time you had a beverage with ice in it inside your home?
Last night.
Yeah.
All the time.
All right, shut up.
Yeah. Last All night, right. That sounds right.
Yeah. Maybe you guys need to go to rehab.
Damn it, if it doesn't always make me cry. It's not sad, it's more the optimism of it. Like birth, not death.
Jesus. Can you, Matthew McConaughey, sing to me the theme to Small Wonder?
Speaking of little guitar tickles,
you ever get a piece of a song stuck in your head so much that you dream to that beat?
Oh, yeah, that beat. Ba-da-bow.
Is that the Small Family Matter?
Jerry, you're a trickster and just kidding, stuck in your mind. Give it to me good and just wanted to go out and drive dirt bikes. No one gets that but Rich and I.
Yeah, that's right.
You dream to that beat.
That's such a good beat.
It's actually not a beat at all. I would
no,
say it's a riff.
It's a really elementary riff. That sounds like three notes to me, Rich. I'm no musician, but if I had to guess, that's three notes.
Mm-hmm. Locked in. How you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance?
Okay.
That was nothing like that.
What was the last part there?
Okay, hang on a second. Matthew McConaughey, did young Nicholas Jamelli wake up in a pool of his own poo?
Mm-hmm. Locked in.
That's right.
How you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall and get your backs up off the wall. Yeah, a few minutes after cooling, the gang told us all to do just that. We got reminded as well to get our hearts off the ground, our spirits in flight day and night, and tell gravity to have a bit of a f-off. Consequences, good and bad, way to lay it down and say, let it land where it lands. And where the two shall meet is the honey hole, as far as I can see. In the meantime, in all times, as we all know, a roof is a man-made thing.
Hang on one second, Rich. Matthew McConaughey, what do you say in the fence to attract attention?
I thought it was more.
Speaking of little guitar tickles.
Could you just picture kicking his teeth in? Like just curbing him?
If it wasn't Matthew McConaughey, this is the soundtrack of like the worst party you've been to. Like, you ever been like stuck next to someone who's just like, just shut up. Just stop doing this. By the way, people are saying,
hey,
this
there,
is
more... sweetheart. Hey, boo-boo. Hey there, Peter. Oh, why don't you go over here and drink some Tylenol PM?
Is this a mushroom or acid tone? Bruins Luchador is saying it sounds like mushrooms.
I don't know what he's on. Mushrooms would make more sense. This is not a weed situation. I do think that it's not drug-related. I think that he's trying to be cute. I think that this is him being cute.
Hey there. What you gonna do? Boo-boo. Boo-boo. Hey there. Boys, boys, don't fight. There's plenty of me to go around.
Speaking of little guitar tickles, just keep living.
You just heard actor and producer Matthew McConaughey play U2.
Okay.
For replays throughout the week.
So he ends up... He does this. There was one break that I came in and it went like almost 8 minutes long. And it was just pure stream of consciousness, nonsense. At one point he was eating a sandwich. And it's just mind numbing. There is almost an ASMR part of it too. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's part of me like, yeah, man, you sit there.
So
like,
get your fireworks out, baby.
Good baby boy.
It's not quite deep enough, but I do know the ASMR aspect that you're talking about. But he just sounds really dumb. And he's trying to be very esoteric. He's trying to be very spiritual. And it just sounds dumb. Sounds like
how you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall and get your backs up off the wall?
Man, where did you find that song? Every douchey college bar.
Damn it, I don't know.
It sounds like the end of the night is Lincoln commercial. Wiping off his chin.
Stop. Damn it, it doesn't always make me cry.
Well, you know, we're not all happy with our decisions. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Toucher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 725, Town Fair Tire Studio. And, John, I like to think of myself as an optimist. I like to think of someone who finds happiness in the happiness of others. And that's why right around yesterday afternoon, I got this little tingle. And that was the tingle of me, I guess, through some sort of metaphorical power, feeling the emotions of one Joe Murray, knowing that the sports world has essentially returned and that now the world was his betting oyster.
Really need to be in the same room as Murray and discuss this, because you know how you sit in certain rooms with certain people and it their aura kind of washes over you and you become depressed if they look depressed. If you sit in the same room with Murray and you're discussing betting, as Joe, we were talking about at length during the last break, you just feel better about yourself. You feel better about the world at large.
Listen, John, you're not exaggerating, because I've been in the room sitting next to a gentleman when, what was that wrestler's name who came in? What was her name?
The lady.
Lacey Evans.
Yeah. Lacey Evans. Yes.
Well, Joe was like, on another planet at that point.
Right. Yeah. You turned into the, oh, gosh. You turned into that guy. Oh.
I'm like, dude, she's in character and in costume. She looked like a pinup lady. Oh, my God. Lady.
Joe, the photo that we took where she asked us to all, like, hold her up, like, they asked you, me, and Fred to hold her, like, laying in our arms. The photo of your face, like, you weren't even on this planet. You're like, hey. Oh, God. You said, you know what? You sounded, you probably, in your head, you probably sounded a lot like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Mr. McConaughey. You were Joe Murray that day. But I got excited for you because, and I think it was during the MLS thing. I think it was during that, because then I'm like, okay, this has been going on for a while. And now you've got, you know, actual baseball starting up. And last night I thought about you again. I'm like, okay, well, there's another sport to bet on. And then I'm seeing all this stuff about the bubble, and hockey's about to go move up to Canada. And this has been a tough spell, not from the winning aspect, because apparently you've been doing okay, but just from the sheer amount of games to bet on, this has been rough for you the last couple of months, yeah, has it not?
It's been rough, and just to kind of sum it up, like, you know, with everything happening in the world, like, I really just didn't want to bet. I kind of, like, stayed away from it. But the UFC, like, really put it together. Like, I think the sport was good. Watching the fights were good. But, like, I thought it was profitable, and I always talked about, like, betting underdogs. That's completely changed with COVID. So, like, now, like, you need to actually, like, you know, you just can't bet all the underdogs, and at the end of the day, hope you win.
Now, real quick, can you take that lesson that the UFC had? Where, I mean, can you take that, yes, I guess, model and put that in the COVID era onto other sports?
Absolutely. Like,
really? So you believe, and why is that? That you believe that the underdog is no longer going to have as big of a shot as it did before?
Yeah, here's the reason, and I wish I could, like, give you, like, a better wording, but all the lines are going to be tight. So, for example, the Celtics and Bucks are going to open up the Celtics are going to open against the Bucks. It opened at 7. It's down to 4.5. And, okay, and the reason for that is that the underdog is getting so much love. Basically, like, the people love the Celtics, right? All you hear about is Jason Tatum's going to be the next game changer. But, like, I don't know how they're going to play in this, you know, first 8 games or whatever, because they might not have Kemba Walker.
So, but that's, like, the opposite of the UFC, though.
Complete opposite.
Okay.
So, like, in the UFC right now, like, Masvidal was an underdog. He should have been an underdog, but at +280 or whatever it was, he shouldn't have been. And that, what I'm trying to say is there's really no value on these underdogs. And like, the fact that the Celtics are now bought down to 4.5, the Bucks are the play. You know, like, I'll give you an example. I never have bet on MLS soccer. I think the sport's getting better, but it's boring. But to me, looking at a line, it's predictable. So, for example,
Can I just step in?
Yeah.
How can you say it's boring when Gillette Stadium filled an entire field filled with cars yesterday at 9 a.m.? Listen, well, I'm laughing, but I'm being serious, okay, kind of.
Hold it. That's a bad example. How do you think all of them felt when they left?
Okay, well, I will say this. I thought of John yesterday, too, because we were joking about, you know, what do you do? Like, you know, do you honk your horn when you score? And John said yesterday, what did you say? You were giving me
I said, I'm giving you a no honk guarantee, is what I said. And lo and behold,
a nil-nil draw.
No honking in that parking lot.
No, you're right. They piled people in. And listen, there's going to be a game on Saturday night at 10:30.
Okay, that I kind of get, because it's an evening, but that was amazing that they had all those people show up there. But I mean, but I just love how John said, all right, fine, but no one's going to score. So, and you're exactly right. I mean, is there anything worse in sports than a nil-nil draw?
And listen,
soccer?
Rich, yesterday the line opened to 2.5. It went up to 3 before kickoff, and I was like, under. I was like on Twitter telling the world, listen, no, the line moved. It went from 2.5 to 3, which means fade, and boom, it was 0-0 at half, and I'm like, you know what, this thing's ending in a draw, and it did end in a draw, but I just look at the line, just like John said, it's going to be boring. I looked at the betting line and said, under, draw, and they both hit, and I feel like the man, but at the same time, John, you figured it out by just looking at it. That's how boring maybe it is.
So you get no points. Joe, you get no cool points because Wallach even knew.
Exactly.
Wallach's a dummy, and so he figured it out. So, but I mean, but you have been killing it with soccer.
5-0 in Revs. All I've been doing is betting on the Revs because, let's face it, live sports, they've actually... Say what we want about the Revs. It doesn't get talked about in this town. Like, we opened the show with college football today. Okay, whatever. But the Revs, the signing of Bruce Arena doesn't get talked about enough. Yeah. This team was in the dump.
I've had on every game during this playoffs thing. Listen, the playoffs are fine. I want to be into it. And you know what? It's good background stuff. Fine. I'm not going to, however, sit here and go that it's been the most enthralling ride, this playoffs. I mean, the first game was like 1-0. And I was more fascinated with the telecast and the weird channel that I was on than I was with the actual game itself. The second one, I just kind of watched part of, but once again, another boring game.
1-1.
One goal, 1-1. Okay. Yep. And yesterday, a 9-8, it was the definition of the worst in sports. A 0-0 draw in soccer is about as bad of a sporting event that you can possibly
attend. Hold on, I have a question.
There might be people go, what's that?
I have a question. Sarge is at these games. Sarge, and I saw the tweets, and I saw the picture of the parking lot, and Sarge is the public address announcer for the New England Revolution. He's on the job. Yes, sir, he's on the job. What does Sarge do in his scoreless tie?
He's doing the PA.
Honk
your horn if you like the Revs.
That's what Sarge does during a scoreless tie.
I mean, he's the PA guy. I don't know what he's doing, man.
The PA guy literally has nothing to do if no goals are scored.
It's true,
right?
And Matt Turner with the save.
dumbass. I can see that. I'm watching the game. I can see it on the Jumbotron.
Who wants extra time?
Yellow card. I don't know. It's sad.
I saw that yesterday, and it was it wasn't sad. The game was sad.
No, you're right. When they left, they were like, "What the hell do we just do?
We just spent 3 hours in a parking lot. What the hell was I doing?
Here's my internal conflict. I root for soccer to be successful, and I root for me wanting to like it.
Yes.
And then I turn it on, and I see that, and it just is like, oh, damn it. You know, it's like once bitten, you know, it's like shame on me, whatever. And the second time, he's like, all right, what am I doing? Now, it's the playoffs. Not all soccer games are like that. I understand. And listen, I get into World Cup whenever they do the World Cup. And this MLS is back thing seems to be, I guess, something that... But now that more sports are coming on, I don't know how much of it I'm going to watch. But, you know, good for them. But yesterday was just like a Twin Peaks episode. That all of these people showed up and filled that field and nothing happened. Like, nothing... It would be like going to a concert. Like, you go to a concert and let's say you're going to go see Guns N' Roses. And Axl Rose walks out on stage, waves, and leaves. Or better yet, it's like they walk out on stage, pick up their instruments, and nothing happens. And they just stand there and stare at you for 3 hours. That's what a nil-nil draw screening party is like. Is you went to see a band that got on stage and did nothing and then left after 3 hours.
It's happened to me before, actually, at a concert. I went to go see Scott Weiland at that, whatever it is, at Gillette. What was it called? The Showcase Live?
Yeah, Showcase Live.
I went in, everyone's yelling, STP, STP. He comes out and he goes, I'm not playing any of that crap.
Yeah.
And then he just walked off the stage.
Yeah.
He did his own stuff. All right. 617-779-0985. We will get to, I have an apology I need to make to a certain person on the show. We will do that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special event disclosures for full details.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Absolutely. You know, we went through some, again, some testing stuff that didn't work out exactly on our schedule. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow we're on time with that. We've talked about a maintenance day for the guys that have been here all along, Matt. So I wouldn't read into necessarily the numbers tomorrow. Thursday would probably be a more accurate count.
Shout out to Toucher and Rich as well. They'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you guys.
Five, a Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Those are the two voices of course, Bruce Cassidy of your Boston Bruins and Jake DeBrusk, who, how about this, the return of Jake DeBrusk to the TNR show just in time for a postseason TNR bump.
You know, he could tell us what exactly there is to do in Edmonton because that's where the Western Conference is playing. Yeah. I bet you, A, he's pissed because originally we thought that all the Eastern Conference teams are going to go west and all the Western Conference teams are going to go east. Remember that discussion?
Sure.
When we thought it was going to be Vegas and Columbus and all the Eastern Conference teams are going to go to Vegas. He must be pissed. You know, he doesn't. All he had to do was stay home, and he could have played all the games there. But no, he has to go to Toronto instead.
Well, he's going to be on with us at 9:30 today. We love having Jake on. It's good to have him back, and hopefully, this will remain a regular thing throughout the playoffs. Unless, of course, he goes on a cold streak, and then you know, maybe sometimes there's a reverse TNR bump. But I mean, it's very rarely, but usually it works. The guy comes on the show, and the next game he ends up scoring. Sometimes in numerous fashion. There's been games he's come on and then scored two. Immediately afterwards. So it's going to be good to have him back to talk to him about everything that has been going on with the team. But first, I owe a member of the team in studio right now a little bit of an apology. So a couple of, is it last week? Yeah, apparently it was last Wednesday. I heard Joe Murray. It was a day I was out, but I was running errands, and I heard Joe Murray on the air talking about how David Pastrnak had, you know, not shown up until that day, and you know, he skated that day, and he thought that there were some shenanigans afoot, and I, the next day on the air, started talking about that and saying, what the hell is Joe Murray talking about? The guy's been quarantining. This is something that's regulated by the team. You know, the NHL says he has to do, you know, what just because he's not there, it's because he's been following regulations. What, is he crazy? Does he think there's some sort of conspiracy theory? And then sure enough, we see all these pictures of him out and about taking, you know, skating with nobodies and guys who are completely against regulation, getting the rest of his team in trouble. He ends up skating with these guys, and because he specifically was not allowed to skate with anyone but the Bruins during that time, any of the players that he did that small team skate with had to get pulled off the ice. And this past Saturday, right above 60% of the team was able to practice, which meant almost half out, gone, not able to do it because of, well, to be quite honest, a boneheaded move on Pastrnak's behalf. And so, Joe, to you, I want to apologize. Since this is the first time I've been able to really speak to you in studio, you knew something. I obviously didn't. So now I want to know, what did you know?
When we were here, you were out, and the report was there was a travel issue. And I was like, no, there isn't. Him and Pastrnak have been around the North End all week long.
You mean him and Kasha?
The Kasha. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Pastrnak and Kasha were together. Now, when I heard it was a travel issue, I was like, no, he's been in town. He's been like with the team. A player did test positive, what, a month or two ago with the Bruins. They didn't announce who it was.
Yep.
I don't know. But I from what I gather, Pastrnak may have been involved. And maybe that's why he's obviously out at this point. But what I was just calling BS on the fact that they called it a travel issue.
But you were really coy about all of this. Fred and I pushed you on this, and you just said, if I remember correctly, I just think he's a meathead. And you would say nothing else. You didn't mention you didn't mention that. Yeah. You didn't say any of that. You didn't say, I know he was in the North End. You'd say, I know he was skating in Malden. You knew some of this stuff, and you didn't say anything.
I know people around. They call.
Why didn't you say that when we asked you?
I'm just so Joe Nobody on the radio. But that's the thing, right?
You had a microphone in front of you, and you were saying you knew this stuff, and then you wouldn't say why.
I just the whole thing was this. All right, and with everything going on with COVID and you know, the medical stuff. I just didn't want to be like the guy.
But it's okay to say that, you know, I've seen pictures and reports, whether or not they're real, of that he might be in town.
No, it's just they were trying to sell us it was a travel issue. That's crap.
Now, who tried to do that? Because I didn't hear that. Like, I just thought that it was, like, he hadn't gotten in yet. Or like,
yeah, that's exactly what they said. They were like, oh, he needs to be quarantined because of travel. No! Well, he was been in Boston for, like a couple of weeks, I think. Or
why
a week,
didn't
at
you
least.
Just say, I saw a picture of him and Kasia in the North End?
I think there might have been more to it. I think there might have been more.
Why didn't you just say that?
I think he may have been out with people, and he shouldn't have been.
All right, but you can leave that part out of it and still say, I have seen pictures online of him and Kasia in the North End.
There may be
and
more.
If you had said that, we would have been like, oh, okay.
I'm leaving it open because I think there may be more.
You see? Real quick.
There it is again.
John, let me step in.
All right.
I don't think there is a rule in the NHL and with the start of the season and phase one and phase two. I don't think that there is a regulation against him not being with people. Is there? I guess quarantine is the definition of that. The one thing that is specifically stated is that you can't skate with anyone other than your team. Yeah, I mean, I guess by saying he has to quarantine when he comes into town, I guess that means you can't be around other people. And if he's out and about, I guess that is kind of stupid. So I'm completely contradicting myself here. So I guess that is a big deal if you saw him out and about. But you're saying there's more to it than that from what you've heard?
No, I think what's happening now, I think him and Kasia, I feel like Kasia's kind of along for the ride here. To try to take the heat off of Pastrnak.
Okay, the great thing about Pastrnak, though, the reason why this is...
Like, it's not just Pastrnak. Like, we're looking at it as just him, right?
Well, because he's the highest scorer on the team. We don't know Kasia yet. I know that obviously what everyone said when they ended up getting him, you know, but right now... We know for a fact Kasia is the best scorer in the league. Not Kasia, Pastrnak's the best scorer in the league. That's why we're so concerned. I mean, it's one thing. It's like saying, you know, Tom Brady and, you know, and some other rando. We're both like, you worry about Tom Brady. You don't worry about, you know, the rando that's with him that's also in trouble.
From what I gather, the last two to show up were Pastrnak and Kasia.
But they're also in Europe. But like they were also like
I think
they
ended up more
leaving the country.
Like what?
I just think that they're upset that they were the last two to show up.
Okay. Well, I do know,
and I think the coach called them out for it.
Well, let's get that clip. Can you get the clip from yesterday? Because Cassidy, you're right. Cassidy seems pissed, and he should be, because if it did mean that because of him not treating this the way that it needed to be treated, especially a team that's right here on the precipice of winning a championship. I mean, they are right now, obviously, the best team in the league. They finished the season with the best record. They have the best shot at doing this. That it's got to piss you off if you're Bruce Cassidy and you have a limited amount of time to practice before you go into the bubble, and then because of something that one of your players did that was completely against regulation and fairly selfish, your teammates aren't able to practice. And I think that, do you have that clip by any chance, Dan? Listen to Bruce Cassidy, because at the end of this clip, he's specifically talking about David Pastrnak here.
There's different reasons for that, correct? The obvious one is injury. You know, and then when it comes to the, you know, the COVID aspect of it, you're seeing tests that don't come back on time. You're seeing tests that are inconclusive. You know, so we're being cautious. And so a lot of that is factored into, you know, what's happened recently. So at the end of the day, we go to work with the guys that are, whose test results have come back negative, and off we go. Like to have everyone on the ice at the same time for the continuity aspect. As far as us as coaches, it's the players that miss, especially the ones that are doing things the right way right now, and they miss a practice for whatever reason through no fault of their own. And, you know, I feel bad for them because, you know, again, they're trying to social distance and do everything right so they can participate. But hopefully they'll be back tomorrow.
I mean, that's obviously a shot right at him. I mean, because if you're somebody like David Krejci or one of these other players who had to, you know, stay off the ice because they practiced with David Pastrnak, I mean, that sucks. This time is very important. But I'm almost glad. That's why when I heard the news yesterday that David Pastrnak, and by the way, he got hosed. The news that he was not a finalist for the Hart Trophy, I kind of liked it. And I think that it's something that he needs to realize. You've got to earn respect in this league. And everyone loves David Pastrnak. The thing that scares me is that he's so damn important to this team. And the fact that he was so blatant in doing this and disregarding the rules, that there's pictures of him in the Charlestown newspaper of him rollerblading and playing street hockey with a bunch of guys. He's posing for photos this Moultrie.
You have to hope that this is one of those things where he's a young player who doesn't quite get it yet, and we've seen history of, we've seen other athletes in this town, Brad Marchand among them, by the way,
sure,
that sold wild bouts of, you know, immaturity. Paul Pierce was considered a fantastic leader on this team. Paul Pierce, remember, got thrown out of a decisive playoff game and then dressed up his chin in a bandage saying he had a fractured jaw because he got hit by Jamal Tinsley at the end of a playoff game against Indiana. Paul Pierce was very immature when he was younger. You have to, I'm not saying that, you know, David Pastrnak will be a Hall of Famer. What I am saying is he is a dynamic goal scorer. He signed for a long time. The Bruins' future rides on him and his success. I think he's a kid who's 22, 23, 24 years old that is, made a bad decision.
Yep.
And what he does now doesn't necessarily mean what he's going to be in the future.
Well, real quick, Joe, you know what? The bubble's going to be good for him because you're going to be in a hotel room right next to Patrice Bergeron or Zdeno Chara. And when you're in that bubble, you know, there's accountability all over the place. It's worked with the NBA so far, and I think it's going to work with David Pastrnak. Now, I was thinking about this. You know, the bubble's not only just going to be a good thing, and Pastrnak's not a maniac, but this was really blatant what he did, and it was just stupid, unbelievably dumb what he did. Now, at least it's this far out, and it's not something, you know, even closer to when the actual hockey's going to start, and I hopefully he gets back and gets some good reps and all that stuff, and hopefully he didn't get sick. I know apparently he tested negative, but I was thinking about this. The bubble's going to be really good for players that may have had a tendency to slip. What if the bubble was around when Tyler Seguin got in that issue, in those issues where they had to, according to reports, when he was on the Bruins, when they were in Toronto, had to have security hang around his room and make sure that he didn't leave and go out at night.
Sagan definitely would have wandered off the reservation.
So think about that.
The bubble wouldn't have contained him.
If that playoff run would have happened in the bubble, do you think that maybe, just maybe, the Bruins would have had a better shot at winning a cup?
No,
I don't know. I think the closed system held back.
Wasn't that the same year that they ended up getting two games away from winning it, and there was the Blackhawks?
They lost in game six to the Blackhawks, but Seguin is a different issue. Seguin was a completely different issue.
Is he? Do we know that? I mean, this was a dumb thing to do.
I think it was a Claude issue. I think Claude wouldn't let him release the hounds. You know,
I would agree. Claude's system, and if you've seen what happened to the Montreal Canadiens when Claude got there, Claude's system does not fit Sagan's style of play.
Hang on. Claude wasn't the reason they had security guys standing
outside
of his hotel room.
It's a variety of things. An immaturity issue is one, but you can't discount. I mean, the Sagan stuff here had a lot to do with the system he was playing in, coupled with the immaturity.
And think about it, too. And, you know, Xanadu chiming in, who, by the way, congrats, Xanadu. You're in that new ESPN commercial.
Saw that.
Return to sports. Good for you. But he's right. He said, I was hoping Pasta figured it out after falling down and breaking his thumb. Apparently not yet. Now, we don't know the story behind that. But, I mean, there's been whispers. And I don't even want to, like, give too much credence to that. But it's kind of all smoke now, isn't it? Like, you know, it's just more things that there's question marks. There was no question mark about what happened. But you just hope that I like the little bit of a humble pie that he's getting from the league right now by not making him. And he deserved to be one of the three people nominated for the Hart Trophy.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that now Bruce Cassidy can sit down and go, Pasta, look what you've done over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And look how you handled this and how it hurt the team. And now look at how the league apparently doesn't respect you.
Yep. And the other thing,
you
too,
go,
is...
go into this, you know, you want to put a chip on a guy's shoulder?
Yep.
This is how you do it. And hopefully Pasta will look right back at Bruce Cassidy and go...
Thanks.
And then he'll be able to let it all sink in, and it will hopefully positively affect his game.
Rich, the window's closing, and he's the biggest part of them achieving anything and winning another cup.
Yeah.
And the window's closing, and he's being the guy that's not there.
All right, we got a break because I'm looking forward to this. Chris Mannix is actually in the bubble right now. And yesterday was basically the big reveal of everything that they're going to be doing and the courts and how it's going to look and how it's going to be run. Life inside the bubble, what's it like? We'll talk to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.